He's got the red eye back just to be on this program, and I reckon he'd be pretty happy, given that Sydney FC have won their fourth A-League title. Hello, Robbie Slater.
What have I told you to?
What? What do you
and
mean?
I'll put Jimmy, I'll let Jimmy off a little bit, but not you, Laurie.
Right.
Mate, I'm waiting two minutes and 20 seconds. If you want to talk your garbage with other people, this is soccer segment, all right?
Ah, you're calling it soccer, not football.
Oh, well, because, you know.
You've changed.
Got him, yes.
So I may as well call it soccer.
Got him.
From the top end of town.
I tell you what, though, mate. Remarkable performance from Sydney FC.
Oh, it was remarkable. Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm not in the best of moods. I got the red eye.
How was the flight and who sat next to you?
Poor old Tara Rushton got the short straw.
Oh, did you talk?
She told me to not talk to her.
No, fair enough. Fair enough. Hey, here's
Robbie, please leave me alone.
Hey, Rob, one from the listeners, mate.
Yeah, no worries.
KS Jones from Ingleburn says, Milos Ninkovic, Johnny Warren medal. I thought Andrew Redmayne deserved it. What are your thoughts?
100%. We thought so on the panel. The trouble with is, and I'll explain it. Look, I'm sure he would have won it had the voting. What happens is that because of the game going into extra time, and even in normal times, so they do it. There's papers that go around for certain. They choose certain journalists and certain media people to vote on the Johnny Marsden medal, which is the player of the match.
Yes.
And it's done well before the final whistle, if you know what I mean. So those papers, voting papers, would have had, say, they have 1, 2, 3, and you put the three players, 3, 2, 1, the player of the match. So that would have gone around well before the penalty shootout, which obviously Redmayne starred in. Confirmed him as the player of the match. So that would be the only reason, because us, you know, the boys on the panel, we said, you know, of course, after the penalty shootout, he was the man of the match with a couple of very good saves in normal time. So that sort of explains it. Ninkovic had a good game. It wasn't a game, how would you say, it wasn't a pretty game. It was a battle. There wasn't really many players that stood out. Probably one of them. Certainly wasn't his greatest game by any stretch of imagination. But Sydney defended well, and this is what this victory was built on. They didn't have a shot on target, Sydney FC. Although they would have had one on target if the goal that should have been a goal. But I don't know what we've got the VAR for, really. I mean, that's as clear as day.
Yeah.
See, the thing with penalties and all that, that's subjective. You know, human beings different view it differently. You say, oh, well, I didn't think that was a penalty. Offside, it's black and white. Either you're offside or you're onside. And once we put it up on the replays with the line, he was clearly onside.
Yeah.
Apparently, the VAR didn't have that yellow line. I'm thinking, why wouldn't you have the yellow line? That's
You
have all the tools to make sure you get the correct decision.
Yep.
But anyway, so in that respect, Sydney FC should have won that game in 90 minutes, given that it finished 0-0. But anyway, I guess given what would have been talked about had Perth won that VAR decision, I think they've got away with it, but Sydney won, so not too many people are going to talk about it.
Mm. How much credit needs to go to Stevie Corica, Rob?
Oh, dear, a lot. Yeah, a lot. The players they lost, we've talked about them. Luke Wiltshire, Musius, Bobo, the Golden Boot winner, played Country Mile last season. The Dutch defender, Jordy Boos. Yeah, that's four of your main players. And, of course, Graham Arnold stepping into his boots where Arnie had been so successful. It was a massive job and a massive challenge, and he's made the FFA Cup final. He's come second in the league, and he's now ended up champions, winning the grand final. Sensational.
How much do you feel for Tony Popovic? I mean, it's the fourth time he's been there, and now to walk away without a victory.
Yeah, look, you've got to feel sorry for him. You know, he's zero from full grand finals. It's extraordinary. You just had this feeling when, although I did tip Sydney, and I did have that feeling that Sydney were going to win, given the momentum. I didn't think they'd win in that fashion. I thought it'd be normal time, and they would have played better than they did because they didn't play all that well. They defended very, very well, so it was that kind of game. But when you got there, you know, it was what, 57,000?
Yeah.
Stadium, beautiful stadium, Optus Stadium. All, you know, majority, of course, 55,500 of them were Perth supporters. Popovich had never won a grand final. All seemed destined that he was going to crack it. You know, they had been the best team by far this season. And Alex Brosk was all class in the acceptance speech of the trophy, that pointing out that, that Perth had been the best season. But, you know, the age-old argument, a lot of people say, oh, it should be the, you know, because around the world, as you know, who finishes first are champions. But, you know, we're different. You know, Australians, we love our grand finals.
Yeah.
They're dramatic. There's a lot of emotion, and yes, it's not always the best team during the year wins the grand final. That's just the way we do it.
And you don't get semi-finals like we had last week with Perth Glory and Adelaide. That was, I think, FIFA actually retweeted some stuff about it, given how gripping that contest was. So,
and that's what you get. And look, in a different register, it was gripping yesterday. It was just, it wasn't the football and the goals that you had in that Adelaide first game where it was 3-3 and then penalties. Mm. This was more about tactics. It was dour at times. It was a battle. It was it was an arm wrestle. But, you know, in football sometimes you get that.
Yeah.
You know, you can't always get, you know, the greatest game on earth at any given time. Sometimes they don't live up to all the hype. But what you did get, and I think what Aussies love, even ones that don't follow, they do love a penalty shootout. So I'm finished with that.
Everyone loves it except Brendan Santelap. I must say, I felt for Brendan because he's been, I haven't watched enormous amounts of A-League, but every time you see him, I thought, oh, he's a danger when he came on, and he wasn't a danger in the penalty shootout.
No, when he's had a good career, and you got to feel for him because that's his last kick in professional football.
Yeah.
And he just got it all wrong. And look, it'll take time. You don't forget them. You never forget them. I missed one in 88 in a grand final. It was a penalty shootout. I was playing for Sydney Croatia in the old NSL and against Marconi, grand final, Parramatta Stadium, 25,000 people. And, I missed a penalty shootout. And I still remember it today.
Yeah.
Look, of course, it gets easier over time, but it's still there. It's always there. So he'll need a bit of time and he'll be able to look back on a fantastic career in the local league here. Because he scored a lot of goals. He won the Asian Champions League with the Wanderers, so that's not the great way to end it. And he won't forget it, but it will get better.
Mm. Hey, mate, just away from the A-League Grand Final, Vincent Kompany has made an announcement that he's leaving Man City after 11 seasons. Unprecedented success for him. How do we look back on, his career and any ideas where he might be headed?
No idea. One out the blue, and I think it's a wise thing. He finishes forever a legend at Manchester City.
Yeah.
Look, they had an amazing run for the title, but I do believe his goal, when they had that 1-0 victory during the week.
Yes.
The most unlikely goal scorer, Kompany stumped one from 30 metres into the top corner, and that's where confirmed that they were going to win the title, because the last game was always going to be quite easy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And, so it's 11 seasons. Been the captain of the club 2011. Fantastic career for Vincent Kompany. And I think he just wants to leave City on top. He doesn't want to leave City because City are going to want to win more titles. They're going to win the Champions League, and he's not getting any younger, so he probably doesn't want to slip to the bench and then not getting selected. So he leaves on top, leaves on a high, and goes and plays somewhere else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good luck to him. Good luck to him. Exactly. He's had plenty of success here at Man City.
Yeah.
We better let you go back, go and get some sleep, my friend.
Well, you know, Laurie, you can't really.
I'm feeling sorry for you this morning. You would have been up there in business class.
Yes.
You would have been at the back of the plane.
You know what? Red Eye really lives up to it. It's a 5-minute flight. But I must admit, flying into Sydney in business class, looking out the window, sunrise, I just I called one of the hosts. I said, "Go and tell the captain to just go into holding pattern for a while, so we can, you know, keep this going a little bit longer." So comfortable.
I'm sure you did.
And, yeah, well,
you would have done that with a smile on your face.
You know what was better, Laurie?
What's that?
He's the national coach, my best mate Graham Arnold. He was sitting down, yeah, down the back. David Gallup was up the front. And I said to Arnie, "I said, this isn't supposed to happen."
Mate, Arnie's on $2 million a year. Surely he can afford a first-class seat from Sydney to Perth and back.
Yeah, well, Dave Gallup said with a big grin on his face, he said, "Oh, well, someone's mucked it up." I said, "See, Arnie."